you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
LAist Studios.
A warmer storm is set to hit California, and forecasters are warning snowpack melt could lead to flooding.
Have a go bag ready in case you do need to evacuate quickly, but hopefully it doesn't come to that.
Guilty verdicts in the case of an Antelope Valley boy tortured to death. And Angelenos looking to stay active and make new friends are forming homegrown sports groups. Good morning. It's Wednesday, March 8th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from LAist 89.3 and LAist.com. Here's what's happening. A Los Angeles judge has found a Lancaster woman and her boyfriend guilty of torture and murder in the 2018 death of the woman's 10-year-old son. LAist All Things Considered host Nick Roman says that it brings to a close one of the most shocking cases of child abuse in LA County history.
In the years before young Anthony Avalos died, social workers had visited the boy's home repeatedly on reports from relatives or teachers that the youngster was abused. When paramedics showed up after a 911 call in June of 2018, they could see signs on Anthony's lifeless body that he'd been dehydrated and beaten. His mother, Heather Maxine Barron, and her live-in boyfriend, Kareem Ernesto Leyva, were arrested and charged with torture and murder. Barron and Leyva claimed the other was behind the violence. No jury in this trial. The decision was up to L.A. Superior Court Judge Samuel Oda. He found them both guilty. L.A. County D.A. George Gascon had prosecutors drop a request for the death penalty, so Barron and Leyva face life without parole. For LAist 89.3, I'm Nick Roman.
The L.A. County Department of Social Services building caught fire early this morning. L.A. City fire crews responded to the blaze on the sixth floor of the building at 2615 South Grand Avenue in downtown. They were able to extinguish what they called a major emergency fire. No word yet on the cause. Recent winter storms have brought much-needed snow to California, and an upcoming storm is likely to impact the snowpack. Cap Radio's Manuela Sakaida has more.
Last week, a survey found that statewide snowpack levels were almost double the average for this time of year. Now, forecasts say a warmer storm is on the way. Experts are concerned this could make snow melt prematurely and lead to flooding. Andrew Schwartz is the lead scientist at the UC Berkeley Central Sierra Snow Lab. That's near Donner Summit. He says people living in areas where flooding is more likely should be prepared for the possibility of an evacuation notice.
The biggest thing and best thing that you can do to prepare yourself is just keep an eye on what the forecast is and what watches or warnings are currently out there. And, you know, maybe treat it like forest fire season. Have a go bag ready in case you do need to evacuate quickly. But hopefully it doesn't come to that.
He says the storm will likely arrive Thursday afternoon. In Sacramento, I'm Manuela Sakaida.
You can expect light showers in the Los Angeles area amounting to up to an inch of rain. The peak of the storm will hit around Friday evening, and there's a 20% chance of rain on Saturday. The bulk of the storm is set to impact Santa Barbara and San Luis Obispo counties, where the Weather Service warns of heavy rain that will cause major flooding. For more information on storm coverage and storm prep, go to our website, laist.com. A startup called Living Carbon has planted poplar trees that have been genetically turbocharged to suck large amounts of carbon dioxide out of the air. Some scientists are concerned about the environmental impact, but Andrew Newhouse with the SUNY College of Environmental Science and Forestry sees great potential.
I mean, even fast-growing trees don't grow as fast as maybe our technology and our climate is changing. But we need many kinds of solutions, and I think this certainly has potential to be one of them.
Newhouse says the trees are still young, though, so it's too early to tell if this will be a good solution for the climate crisis. Meantime, the Living Carbon startup says it aims to plant many more acres of its genetically engineered trees in the coming years. California has a severe shortage of affordable housing, as we well know. State lawmakers have passed laws and spent money to try to build more homes, but an oversight hearing at the state capitol recently shed some light on what is working and what is falling short. Cap Radio's Nicole Nixon has more on the issue.
Well, this is not nearly enough to fix the problem. California State Housing Plan says that we need to build 2.5 million new homes over the next 8 years.
And Nicole says state legislators plan to introduce a bill that would reform the state's environmental law to make sure that it's pro-housing and pro-climate action. The law requires project planners to submit a study on the environmental impacts that it will have. But in an ongoing lawsuit at UC Berkeley, the law is blocking new student housing units from being built. In a recent statement, Governor Newsom called for the law to change so California can build more affordable housing. A growing number of undocumented immigrants is reaching retirement age in California, but have to keep working. Labor correspondent Farida Javala Romero reports a new state bill might help them retire.
At a rally last week in Sacramento, immigrant advocates tried to raise awareness about AB 1536, which is waiting for its first hearing. The measure would allow undocumented immigrants aged 65 and older to get about $1,100 in monthly stipends through a state-funded cash assistance program.
According to the Social Security Administration's most recent estimate, unauthorized workers contributed $13 million to that fund but are locked out of receiving that benefit as they grow older. Over the next few weeks, you may be hearing from Angelenos who have created free or low-cost sports clubs, both as a means to get exercise and to strengthen neighborhood connections. Last year, Semi Gabrionis co-founded a volleyball club for black women throughout L.A. She says that it helps her unplug from daily life.
On the court, you know, work doesn't matter, your personal life doesn't matter. You have to just focus on what's happening in real time in the game. So being present, you know, amongst the community and just really having that focus to me has just been really important.
If you're looking to stay active and make new friends this year, check out our list of homegrown sports groups on LAist.com. From volleyball to surfing, these sports groups welcome newcomers at every experience level. Skies will be partly cloudy this afternoon. High temperatures will be in the low 60s from the beaches into downtown Los Angeles. The San Fernando Valley range will be the mid-50s to lower 60s. San Gabriel Valley high temps will be around 60. In the Santa Clarita Valley, mid to upper 50s and mid-50s in the Antelope Valley. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Watley, inviting you to read more news at LAist.com. And of course, you can always listen live anytime on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3. The LA Report is produced by Michael Cosentino. Catherine Mailhouse is the Director of Content Development, and our engineer is Brandon Bowles. Support for this broadcast is made possible by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe that quality journalism makes Los Angeles a better place to live.
LAist Studios. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win, and the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.